And the music of Larry Rezavian is out of town checks right there in the background. Our theme musicians come and play. Wrapping up right there means it's time for another edition of our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM, program number 390 in that continuing series. You're listening to your dependable neighbor for all of Central Minnesota, KASM Albany, 1150 AM, KDDG Albany, 105.5 HD2, 107.7 on your FM dial and streaming on the World Wide Web at mychasm.com. We're at 14 minutes now before the hour of 12 noon, 83 and bright sunshine here in central Minnesota. We have our guest on the line. We're going to go to the phone line and bring him in and say good morning to Mr. Josh Selner. Josh, how are you doing?
Pretty good. Thanks for having me today.
You bet. And where are you at these days, Josh? Where do you make home?
Down here in the Nuwalum area.
Okay. Perfect. Is that where you're born and raised?
Yes, born and raised here. Born here in Sleepy Eye in 88. Went to high school at St. Mary's School here in town and graduated in 2006.
Perfect. All right. And you got involved with music along the way. Did that start in school already, or where did that begin for you?
No, that began way back when I was a little boy. As you're maybe aware, this area is heavily German Bohemian. And my dad's side is 100% German Bohemian, and I'm about half German on my mom's side. So I was taken out to my grandparents when I was real young, and Grandma always put on KNUJ, actually the dinner bell hour on Saturdays. So that's where it got started. When I got into high school, I would say I was about between 7th and 8th grade. We had Dane Molden down here by Sleepy Eye. He was a year ahead of me in school, already playing a concertina.
Mm-hmm.
So he kind of got me hooked up with it there, and I kind of took off from there.
Okay. Self-taught, or did you take lessons? How did you get started playing?
I had a few little informal pointers, but otherwise I'm pretty much self-taught.
Okay. And you're living right in Polka Country, USA down there.
Yep.
Some great concertina builders and salespeople down there. And so we're going to mention just a few of them. So you had Bill Brown down there in New Ulm. You had Christy Hengel down there. You've got Jerry Menard just over in New Prague. Who'd you get to meet first?
I met Christy first, actually.
Okay.
So, like I said, I was about 13 when I got the first instrument.
Okay.
And actually, my folks bought a used one from Dan Wittecke. His brother Tom is married to one of my mom's sisters. So they took the one that we bought from them down to Christy and had him touch it all up and got to meet him that way. And, you know, anytime I could get down to New Ulm then to see Christy, I would.
Uh-huh. And I would imagine you probably played a concertina or two on the throne then?
Yes. Oh, yes. Many times. Many times on the throne there in Christie's shop, yep.
Most people don't know that, but back in the days, we had to do some beef testing, and we used MTV Labs out of New Ulm, Minnesota. And my brother didn't always want to make that trip down there to haul those samples down there. So I offered, and I said, you know, I'll take my lunch break. And when I'm down there on my lunch break, I went over to Christie's place. And I had the good fortune of being able to play Elmer Scheid's concertina and Ernie Koopman's concertina, and came into this room that had two doors and a stool in it. And I looked around and I said, where am I supposed to play? And he said, well, just sit on the throne there. Everybody does. And so I did. And like I say, you could hardly walk through the place. But what an honor to play those concertinas. And the music, like Christie said, everybody thinks it sounds pretty good in this room. So it was a neat thing. Yeah. So, yeah. So that was how you got your first concertina and got to meet Christie. Then how did you get to building them, from playing them to building them? How did that happen?
Well, I'm mechanically inclined. It's a trait I get from my dad.
Uh-huh.
So that first one that we borrowed, you know, I had to take it apart to see how it worked.
Okay.
And then my folks bought me a used Hengel in 2002 when I was 14. And as soon as I got that, I had to take it apart to see what that made it work, too. And my mom said she recalls walking into my bedroom and seeing that $7,000 instrument taken apart. She said she just about had a heart attack, but no, and it kind of took off from there.
Oh, I can believe that. You bet. And so then along the way, you decided to start your own line of concertinas, or how did that go?
Yes. Well, I started working with Bob Novak on that about around 2007, 2008.
Okay.
And Bob builds the Echo concertina. And he's really been my mentor as far as building concertinas. I did work with Christie a little bit, you know, learning repair and tuning skills. But
sure.
Bob was really, really my mentor there.
Okay.
So,
oh, that is really neat. You call the concertina that you manufacture, you call it the Supreme brand, huh?
Yes.
Okay.
That's correct. Yep. And I built six to date. So
far, you've built six of them, huh? And when you say you build one, what do you start with? Do you have a concertina kit or something, or do you order individual parts, or how does that all work?
It's not really a kit. It's just most of them are parts that, you know, and then we just assemble them. But, you know, like the frames or the cases, for example, you know, those are made to our specifications, and then it's just basically assembly, you know, putting reeds and reed blocks and action parts and bellows and all that together.
Okay.
So,
oh, that sounds very, very interesting. Do you have a shop, or you do it right at your home, or?
Yeah, I do. Actually, I do have a workshop right in the basement of my home here in Sleepy Eye.
Okay. All right. And so if somebody's interested and wants a concertina custom made, they contact you, or how does the process work?
Yep, they could contact me here. You've got my contact info there. Or
sure.
My phone number is in the phone book. I'm sure that's available on the internet there too.
Okay, very good. Well, we'll mention it as the program goes along. Like when you said you built six of them there, so did you get like the metal flaking and the plastic, the outer case, and that, does that come from like Europe or someplace, or where? You must start with something there, huh?
Yeah, the parts come from all over the place. Some of them are made here locally in New Ulm, and like the celluloid, yes, that comes from overseas. And wood frames, I have actually Corey Miller down in Iowa. There is my frame and reed block maker.
Okay. Corey is in the concertina player, Corey's old-time band?
Yep.
Oh, my gosh. So you've gotten to rub elbows with some pretty good musicians over time.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's exciting. Very good. Yeah, so if somebody says they want a red, a metal flake, or a white, just a clear white, or whatever, you start with that for a description, probably?
Yep. They just give the colors and the key, and then we kind of run with that.
Okay.
So, and I do all my own enjoyed laminating, engraving, and tuning, and pretty much everything on them.
Okay. And then get them all, like you say, assembled, tune them. I suppose that's a huge deal. Get them all tuned. You tune them to a certain key, whether they want a C or an E-flat or a B-flat or whatever?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Very good. All right. So those six concertinas, anybody that we might recognize that has one of yours already?
Probably the best known one would be George Palma.
Oh, okay. George has got one.
I believe that's on the cover of one of his albums here from within the last few years. So.
Ah, very good. Very good. Well, we were talking about Christy Hengel and what a great musician he was over time. I want to also mention Bill Brown. He was a competitor down in New Ulm there, and I don't know how those guys certainly probably didn't get along real well at times, and yet I'm sure they did. But Bill was a great entrepreneur too, huh?
Yes, he was. And I don't know Bill, and I've heard that Larry Dorschner was heavily involved with building the Brown concertinas too. I didn't really know either of those guys, but mm-hmm. You know, their products were certainly very, very well made, and I do look at their attention to detail, you know, as I'm building my instruments too.
Uh-huh. Well, and you know, I guess we should have mentioned this right away, that's how I got to meet you was here a few weeks back. We had an auction up here in central Minnesota, up in Melrose, Minnesota, and I happened to see the auction bill on that auction, and there was, five or six concertinas on it, a couple of accordions, a button box, and there was a trailer that I was interested in, and so I decided to go to it. Well, when I got there, there was more concertina players there than you could shake a stick at, huh? I mean, it was like, who wasn't there? There was a lot of concertina players. Larry was there, Larry Rasavi, Marie Ullman. Boy, I shouldn't have started naming names because I'll forget somebody for sure, but Jim Holner, Joe Carlson. And the first one I heard playing a concertina sitting in that little cubicle there, that little storage unit, was you. And my gosh, I was sure impressed. You play a nice concertina, Josh.
Well, thank you.
You bet. There was a Brown D-flat concertina on that one, and I think that's the one you were playing when I heard you.
Yes. Yeah, there was a C, a D-flat, and a B-flat, I believe.
Okay.
Brown,
yeah.
That were up there.
Yeah.
All good instruments.
You bet. And I think they went pretty moderate. I mean, they were in that $2,000 to $3,000 range, most of them. And you know, I think Larry got the D flat. He wanted to get that for Matt Hodick. And there was another lady that was buying some. I think she bought two of them for somebody else, is what she had said.
Yeah, but, she bought the C, and there was a Stradivarius C there as well that she ended up with.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, Nathan Newman was there, Joe Carlson. Boy, there was just Marlene from Tutti Frutti Farms, the Night Owls was there. There was just Rich Gill was there. Boy, just a bunch of concertina players there. So it was a fun day, a fun time out there in Melrose.
Yeah.
And like Larry said, never seen a concertina on an auction before, huh? I'd never seen that. You either?
I've seen a few, not many though.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's certainly...
It was a good time there, though. You know, we come for the music, but we stay for the socializing. So.
Exactly. Yes. Well, Josh, over time, I'm sure you've probably gone to a few dances then over, I mean, your young life. The ballrooms certainly have been going away during our lifetime, but do you go back far enough that you went to George's Ballroom in New Ulm or any of those ballrooms around there?
Yeah, I was in George's once. They did a polka fest and a concertina jamboree there while I was in high school. I did get to the last 3 years of the Gibbon polka fest too, but I was told by that time it was nowhere near what it was before that.
You bet.
So,
you bet.
Yeah, and I've been to a few other dances too. When I was first starting out, I ran around a lot with Larry Olson.
Oh, you did. Oh, that's right.
He kind of got me started in my public playing career there.
Okay. Oh, that's great. So now I think I asked you off the air, but I'll ask again. Did you ever have the opportunity to sit in with any of the polka bands then?
Basically, just really Larry.
Okay.
Larry is about the only one that I ever really sat in with. Otherwise, I was just, you know, playing for like church festivals and things like that around
the
town here.
Okay. Okay. What would be the ideal band for you? Three-piece? Would you like a seven-piece? Or if you could and you were playing the concertina, what would you have or build a band for us?
If it was just me, I would say me on the concertina and probably a piano, tuba, drums, probably just a four-piece.
Four-piece would be good? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you've played with a few good tuba players over time. You care to mention any of them?
Yes, well, we've got one local one here, Francis Sellner.
Okay.
His dad was Leonard. He played with the Sellner Brothers band here.
Okay.
One of the members there. So, yeah, there's not really a lot of other ones I can think of off the top of my head right now.
Sure. Well, very good, Josh. We've reached 12 o'clock here in central Minnesota, so if I can ask you to hold that thought for just a moment, we'll read the ad for our sponsor, the St. Joe Meat Market, then I'll come back to you if that's all right.
Okay.
There we go. So the St. Joe Meat Market, reminding you that August is now upon us, and in just a week it'll be August, and a great time to bring in any extra wild game trimmings that you might still have in your freezer. The start of the 2021-22 hunting season just a few short weeks away, the St. Joe Meat Market can turn those trimmings into some delicious and very edible products, such as wieners, bologna, summer sausage, and an assortment of different flavors of snack sticks and brats. Just some of the many items you can choose from when you come into the St. Joe Meat Market. The brat of the week this week is our smoked onion, wild rice, maple wild rice brat. There we go. I started to read the wrong ad. So the brat of the week this week are smoked maple and wild rice brat, a newer flavor at the St. Joe Meat Market. Yes, the smoked maple and wild rice brat, it's been very popular, and you bet. Stock up with plenty for when friends and family drop by. As always, take 30 cents off each package at the checkout counter all week long this week, unlimited quantities. Now, cooking and hosting at the Brat Sale on Friday and Saturday out in front of the St. Joe Meat Market, and that's this weekend, will be the St. Joe Y2K Lady Lions. Come out and enjoy a brat and a beverage for a very reasonable fee. The St. Joe Meat Market is open daily, Monday through Thursday, 6 a.m. till 6 p.m. Friday nights, we stay open till 7, and Saturdays till 5, closed on Sunday. As always, for more in-store specials, like us on Facebook, look for us on the web, www.stjosephmeatmarket.com, or call 320-363-4913. And that's the St. Joe Meat Market. Josh, for being our guest on the show, this is how it works. We put up a nice package at the St. Joe Meat Market, and along with Chasm, we send that out to you, priority mail. Hope that you and those around you enjoy it in good health. How does that sound for you?
Sounds great. Thank you.
All righty. Well, very good. Well, good. As your young career has gone, you've gotten to a few polka fests and ballrooms. Care to mention a few of them that you've enjoyed?
Yes. Gibbon, we had the Orchid here in Sleepy Eye. The Rope and Spur up in Sanborn, played up there quite a bit.
Uh-huh.
So,
alrighty.
Yeah, we got around a little bit around the area.
All right. Ever had any opportunity with the bandwagon over in Mankato?
Yeah, actually, I'm glad you mentioned that, too. I was on the bandwagon a couple of times when I was in high school.
Oh, really? Good for you. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
And that's pretty special as well.
Yeah.
You mentioned to me off the air that you really enjoyed the music of Ray Dorschner back in his early years when Larry was on the concertina.
Yeah.
And what is it that intrigues you about their music?
They're just, I don't know, to use a modern term, they're a really tight band. And I just enjoyed Larry's concertina playing, too. You know, he had that all low octave E-flat hangle there, too, and just... That sound is captivating in itself.
It is, and I am like you. I have always been intrigued by Ray Dorschner and the Rainbow Valley Dutchman. The world suffered a tremendous loss here, 2 years ago, when we lost not only Ray, but his son Jimmy, the tuba player.
Yeah.
My gosh, that was a tough year that year. Yeah, and yeah, really enjoy their music. And you had mentioned that you really enjoy Christy Hengel's music too, huh?
Yes, I grew up listening to his 1964 recording when I was learning to play.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
That one is particularly special to me too.
You know, and those guys have such rich history. I mean, he had his own band for some years, and every time I came by him, he'd talk about Bruno Randles and Ernie Koopman and the Jolly Brewers and Babe and Swede Wagner bands. And I mean, he talked that there's such rich history. You just had to be quiet and listen, didn't you?
Yes, you did. And Christy had no problem telling the stories.
Oh, exactly.
He was a great storyteller.
Yes, he was. And so sharp. I mean, he remembered everything.
Names and dates and where it happened.
Yep. Yep, for sure. You have to have a good ear for music and for tuning like that, too, because Christy certainly had it. Boy, he would listen, and I seen him in action there, too, with tuning those concertinas. He was a great, great person.
Yes, a great mentor, too, there.
You bet. Well, what's ahead for Josh these days? Have any plans as far as, going further? Well, I should ask you, first of all, do you make your living on making and selling the concertinas, or do you do something else?
Unfortunately, I'm not as lucky as Christy and Bill were, making a living with the concertinas. I am the maintenance man for St. Mary's Church and School here in Sleepy Eye. That's my primary...
Your day job.
Mode of income there, yes, that's my day job.
Uh-huh.
So the concertinas are just a sidelines, kind of a hobby for me, so I'm not as maybe as quick as I could on, new instruments and repair jobs, but I still enjoy doing it.
You bet. In your travels and in your business there, have you ever had the opportunity to meet some of the greats like Donnie Klossner, Jerry Schuft, Elmer Scheidt, any of those?
Oh, yes. I never met Elmer. I did meet Jerry Schuft when I was starting to play. He came out. We used to have a little concertina jam here up to the northwest in Morgan, Minnesota. And
okay.
He came out a few years before he passed there. And, yeah, he always bragged that I was his warm-up man, He would listen to me at that concertina jam and, before he was waiting to go on stage. So.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's quite an honor. You bet.
Yeah.
We have the good fortune of having Donnie Klossner still living in our area, and another tremendous concertina player, huh?
Yes, and an excellent technician, too.
Yeah, you bet. Also, Ernie Koopman was another great concertina player. I've heard so many good reviews from Ernie. Were you old enough, or did he die before you were born?
I think he passed before I really got into the music.
Okay. Yeah.
Unfortunately, Ernie, I did not get to meet.
Okay. Yeah. Irwin Cease, another one that people like to talk about, had a great run there out of Mankato.
Yes. Irwin was actually a local Sleepy Eye boy here.
Oh, was he?
Yes.
Oh, that's neat. Well, good. Well, Josh, we're getting to that time of the program here where I usually ask each and every guest if they've got a memory that they'd want to share with the listeners. Now, I know you don't go back real far, just a youngster in your 30s, but anything that has happened to you along the way involving music there that you might want to share with the listeners, good, bad, or otherwise, what do you got?
I would say that there was a good memory. One of those last years of Gibbon there, they used to have the concertina jam there in the South 80, and so I played that, and I came out, and they had a tent set up outside where guys were just jamming too. So I was sitting there playing a concertina, and Roman Rizak happened to be walking by, and he picked up a concertina and sat down and started playing with me. As a kid, I didn't realize what an honor that was.
Oh my!
Now I know that was a great honor there.
That is one great memory. You bet. Yeah, that's awesome. You bet. Well, very good. Well, Josh, people listening in right now, we're visiting with Josh Selner out of Sleepy Eye, Minnesota, builds the concertina. The brand name is the Supreme. Josh, for people that would be interested either in repair work, if they've got a concertina, maybe they need straps or new bellows or whatever the case might be, or if they're interested in looking into a brand new Supreme concertina, how would they get a hold of you? What's your phone number?
Well, the phone, my landline number is 507-794-5729.
Okay.
And then the cell is 507-766-5729.
766-72, what was it again?
766-5729.
5729, very good. And what was the landline, 507?
507-794-5729. I was able to use the last four for both my
For both numbers, so. Okay. Yeah, because I do get a lot of questions yet. You know, it's surprising. People say that music is declining, yet there's still people that call you frequently that do need parts and repair. And they're probably a little bit like me, where I get scared as soon as one screw comes out of that concertina. I'm not like you, that I want to see how it ticks.
Yes. Yeah, so, there is a little bit of a knack to it. So.
Absolutely. You've got to be a little bit courageous to take them things apart, hoping that you can get it back together again. But I've been around people like that, and the world needs all kinds, those that don't want to take it apart and those like you that do. So that's great. You bet. Do you have a website or anything like that where people can see what you do?
I don't have a website currently, but I do have some videos and information put up on Facebook, actually, under the U.S. Concertina Association page.
Okay.
And you don't need to be a member of Facebook to view that, but I believe you do to comment. So
okay.
I do, as I said, I do have some videos of my playing put up there. I do also have a YouTube channel just under Josh Selner.
Uh-huh.
I do have some videos put up of my playing there, too.
Well, very good. Well, great. Our time has pretty much run out. It's sure fascinating and interesting talking and visiting with you, Josh. The good Lord willing, you and I are here down the road sometime. We'll do this thing again. Yeah. How's that?
Yes, that sounds like a plan.
All righty. So with that, we're going to wish you a great afternoon, and I'll talk to you off the air in just a moment.
Okay, sounds good. Thanks for having me.
All right, and there he goes, Mr. Josh Selner out of Sleepy Eye, Minnesota, our 390th guest here on our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. 12 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon, 84, our temperature here in Albany. Don't go away. We've got music coming up by both Christy Hengel and the Ray Dorschner Band. Thank you. Larry Rezavian is Out of Town Checks with our theme Musicians Come and Play, wrapping up our 390th edition of our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. And we are now at 14 minutes past the hour of 12 noon, 84, our current temperature here in Albany. And we're going to get to music right now by Christy Hengel, one of the bands that Josh Zellner said he really enjoyed from back in the day, of course, getting to meet Christy and all of his knowledge and everything. He got used to listening to Christy's albums. And right now we're going to start things out with one called The Jolly Musician's Polka. Christy Hengel. Christy Hengel on the concertina there, one called The Jolly Musician's Polka. 17 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon. Temperature reading, that is at 84 degrees here in central Minnesota. Here's another old-time polka with Christy Hengel. It's one called The Red Raven Polka. And it looks like there's an introduction on this one, so we'll wait till Christy starts to play. And here he goes, Christy Hengel on the Red Raven Polka. Thank you.
Well, there it is, the Red Raven Folk. I'm sure you remember that one.
There you go. Christy Hengel on the accordion there. And he did a little bit of work with the accordions as well. Christy Hengel there, one called the Red Raven Polka. All righty. We're in the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet, and that is always brought to us by Jeannie B's Tours. Jeannie Bonfig out of Freeport, Minnesota. And yes, just back from a trip with Jeannie last week, and what a wonderful time we had. Just a great time as we went out to Medora to the Pitchfork Fondue. And, of course, that's old news, so we won't dwell on that too much anymore. But rest assured that Jeannie will continue to go there through the coming years. And I'm assuring you, you will have a great time when you travel with Jeannie and that Pitchfork Fondue out to Medora, North Dakota. Now, Jeannie is really excited about some of these trips that she's got coming on her itinerary. And I'm grabbing that as we speak. We can walk through some of those. There we go. Just a busy person and a busy touring company. They were to the Ivy Theater this past week for that Johnny Cash tribute show. Yeah, and she said that was really good. Well attended, and people really, really enjoyed it. So that was just this past week. Let's see, what else do they have on the schedule here? Just quickly trying to refresh myself. I know the Music Man at the Chanhassen Dinner Theater, that is coming up. I know Jeannie had just a ticket or two left yet, so that's August 25th. You might want to get in on that. Just $119 is the price, and it's a matinee luncheon show for $119. All righty, let's see. All right, so the Branson shows, those were the ones that Jeannie was talking to me about and was really, really looking forward to. And the Presleys and the Duttons and some of those that you'll be seeing when you travel with Jeannie to Branson. Yeah, should be a great time. Other trips coming up are Door County. Door County was another one that Jeannie talked about. The colors are so pretty as you travel through northern Wisconsin, and that is coming up as well. And let me find that one on the schedule. There we go, September 27th through October 1st. September 27th through October 1st. Get that right, Si. September 27th through October 1st. Fall Fest in Door County, Wisconsin includes lodging, a guide, transportation, show. Also going to have a guided tour of Washington Island. There'll be wine tasting, guided trolley tour, specialty shops, prizes, treats, fish boil, seven meals are included, an orchard tour, and the beautiful Cape Cod of the Midwest. It's a fantastic tour destination, one of Jeannie B's favorite tours. Cost is $839 based on double occupancy, or if there's four of you that want to go together, it's just $819. So they need to know by August 15th. And, of course, Jeannie was explaining to us when we were on this trip that because of COVID, they need to make these reservations so far in advance. A lot of the hotels and restaurants are so short-staffed, so they want to know ahead of time so they can schedule the right amount of people. Very, very understandable. So, of course, for more information, give Jeannie a call. Her phone number is 320-249-8149. Or 320-345-1581. Jeannie B's Tours out of Freeport, Minnesota. Fun, fun traveling group. Great buses. You bet. Check in with Jeannie B's Tours as she proudly brings us the first portion of the musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. Twelve noon. 85 our current temperature here in Albany. More music on the way with Christy Hengel, one called the Beer Barrel Polka. Christy Hengel. And again, this one is introduced, has a guest there, and it's Christy Hengel on the concertina this time. And looks like it's going to be the Beer Barrel Polka. Christy Engel there on the concertina with the Beer Barrel Polka. 27 minutes past the hour of 12 noon. Temperature reading is at right now at 85 degrees here in central Minnesota. More music on the way with Christy Engel. Here's a nice waltz tune. It's one called The Girl I Left Behind. Thank you. Christy Hengel there on the concertina, and one called The Girl I Left Behind. And that coming off of the album, vinyl album that Christy recorded back in the day, says 12 solos, 12 concertina solos on three different concertinas by the man who built them. Yeah, pretty neat. One called The Girl I Left Behind. More music on the way. Another great waltz tune by Christy. Here's one called Nobody's Waltz. We played this one with the Ray Dronnell Band and also with Harlanders over the years. Was a great waltz tune. One called Nobody's Waltz. Christy Hengel. Christy Hengel on the concertina solo there, one called Nobody's Waltz. 28 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock. Temperature reading is at 85 degrees here in central Minnesota. One more on the way out with Christy Hengel. It's a polka tune, one called the Doo-Doo-Dummelbauer Polka. Christy Hengel on the concertina solo, one called the Doo-Doo-Dummelbauer Polka. taking us to 26 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock. Temperature reading at 85 degrees here in central Minnesota. In the final portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet, and that is always brought to us by Kevin's Countryside, home of those Hustler brand zero-turn lawnmowers located 6 miles northwest of St. Joe on County Road 3. And the Hustler is the original zero-turn lawnmower, helps eliminate the extra trimming and mowing of your lawn. Kevin, of course, always with new models on hand. So take a ride out to Kevin's and check them out. For more information, give Kevin a call. His phone number, 320-363-7459. That's 320-363-7459. You always want to check and make sure that Kevin is there. He's a one-man band out there. So, yeah, when he needs to do a parts run or maybe he has to haul some feed in or go for parts, yeah, well, he's not there. So he wants to be there when you get there. So give him a call before you come. Of course, Kevin does repair work on all makes and models. So you've got a mower there, a machine that needs work. Kevin can help you out with that. He can change your belts and hoses, sharpen your blades, lubricants, oil, all of that. He can change all of that for you, get you all tuned up and ready to go. And, of course, if old Bessie's getting a little tired, he'll make you a sweet deal on a trade. And, of course, Kevin doesn't keep a junk pile at all out there. So he will tune up old Bessie, put her out for sale. And some people are always looking for used equipment. You can always check with Kevin, see what he might have on hand for used as well. More exciting news from Kevin's Countryside. Of course, he took on the Eagle battery-powered power line of equipment this year, and he's got a nice catalog here, which I'm looking at. And so he can fix you up with a push lawnmower that's battery-powered, also a handheld blower, a backpack blower, a hedge trimmer. There's also a snowblower, a weed whip trimmer, a chainsaw, all of these powered by this 56-volt lithium battery. It's a really neat system. I bought the power head that comes with several attachments. So I've got the edger, and I've got the pole saw, and I've also got the weed trimmer. I've used the weed trimmer so far, and it works excellent. Just lots of power. That battery lasts really well. So check that out at Kevin's. And, of course, Kevin will demonstrate them like he did to me. Once it was demonstrated, I knew I had to have one of those. So check them out when you go to Kevin's. Kevin's Countryside, easy to find. Coming out of St. Joe, heading west on 75. You see where County Road 3 turns to the right to the north. And there's a big billboard there that says Kevin's Countryside. Well, you go down County Road 3 about 6 miles. And right there he is on the left-hand side of the road. On the west side, and nice driveway, tar driveway going into there. Nice big yard for you to try out one of those Hustlers. Nice little pond there, waterfalls and everything. So really a fun place to go, you bet. Kevin's Countryside proudly bringing us the final portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. 23 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock, 85 degrees here in central Minnesota. Well, another of the bands that Josh Selner mentioned that he really enjoyed was the Ray Dorschner Band, especially his early recordings from 59 and 61. And Larry Dorschner was the concertina player at that time. I'm going to put Larry to work, a nice polka tune right now, and it is one called the Two Canaries Polka. Ray Dorschner. Thank you. One of the better recordings of the Two Canaries Polka that you're ever going to hear. Larry Dorschner on the concertina. It's the Ray Dorschner and the Rainbow Valley Dutchman Band. 20 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock, here's a nice waltz tune with Larry Dorschner on the concertina, one called the Dorf Waltz. The Dorf Waltz with the Ray Dorschner Band, Rainbow Valley Dutchman Band, Larry Dorschner on the concertina solo. Yeah, I've been getting phone calls. Yeah, we did have a great concertina repair person and, well, would sell concertinas and give lessons. George Savacis was a good one in our area. And, yeah, we have to make mention of George. Lost George a few years ago, but just a great, great person. And, yes, he knew Bill Brown, and he knew Christy Hengel, and, yeah, those guys knew each other. Great, great memories there. Of course, one of our faithful listeners, Wilfred Schrummel, calling me, telling me that the George Savacis Band played for his wedding back on November 4th of 1952, the day that Dwight D. Eisenhower was elected to president. So some great information and memories there to share with all of you. 17 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock, 85 our current temperature here in Albany. It's the Rainbow Valley Dutchman with the Birchwood Schottische. Thank you. Larry Dorschner on the concertina solo there, one called the Birchwood Schottische. 15 minutes now before the hour of 1 o'clock. Temperature reading is at 85 degrees here in central Minnesota. Another great old-time polka with Ray Dorschner and the band, one called the Jenny Lind Polka. Minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock, temperature reading of 85 degrees, music there by the Ray Dorschner Band, one called the Jenny Lind Polka from the early years, back in 1955, that one recorded. Right now it's waltz time, the Rainbow Valley Waltz with Ray Dorschner, Rainbow Valley Dutchman. Good stuff for you there. Larry Dorschner on the concertina. One called the Rainbow Valley Waltz, the Ray Dorschner Rainbow Valley Dutchman Band. Here's one that we would be remiss if we didn't play. Going to send this one out to my buddy Lauren over in St. Joe. It's one called the Oompa Town Favorites Polka, Ray Dorschner and the Rainbow Valley Dutchman. One called the Oompa Town Favorites. Yes, Ray Dorschner and his Rainbow Valley Dutchman. From his early years, yeah, the 61, 62, and also 57 recordings. So 57 and 55, actually. So, yeah, great music there by the Rainbow Valley Dutchman. Here's a nice waltz tune, one called the Elephant's Waltz, a Rainbow Valley Dutchman's rendition of the Elephant's Waltz. Thank you. Ray Dorschner's Rainbow Valley Dutchman from 1962. Al Draghi on the tuba solo there, one called The Elephant's Waltz. Music continues right now with Ray Dorschner, one called Dutchman's Delight. Ray Dorschner and his Rainbow Valley Dutchman, one called Dutchman's Delight. And I just have to share with you, it's been a fun show today again. And you get some of these shows that just strike a nerve with people. The phone has literally not stopped ringing. People wanting to share memories of both Christy Hengel and also with the Ray Dorschner Band. And yeah, really fun for me too. Love the interaction. So, time for just a couple more selections. Right now, it's a great old-time waltz by Ray Dorschner and his Rainbow Valley Dutchman. From back in the days, it's one called the Dutch Maid Waltz. Thank you. Corey Dorschner's Rainbow Valley Dutchman, a great recording of the Dutch Maid Waltz. Time to wrap up another edition of our musical treat for Dancing Feet. We're going to do this, do that with one of Ray Dorschner's all-time greatest hits. It's one called the Rainbow Valley Polka. Ray Dorschner's Rainbow Valley Dutchman, one called the Rainbow Valley Polka. Wrapping up another edition of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM.